Why don't you all stand up? Let's turn off these fluorescent lights. Is that good?
We're going to worship the King. We're going to praise His name. We're going to lift up holy hands. We're going to worship the King. We're going to worship the King. We're going to praise His name. We're going to lift up holy hands. We're going to worship the King. We're going to worship the King. We're going to praise His name.
Give me some horns.
We're gonna lift up the mighty name of Jesus. Hear me sing this song. We're gonna worship the King.
Yeah.
We're gonna praise Him. We're gonna lift up holy hands. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna worship the King. Worship the King. We're gonna praise His name. We're gonna
testimony.
Praise Him all day long.
Tell Him.
You ought to lift up the mighty name of Jesus.
Tell somebody else. Come on. Tell Him.
You ought to praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the night. Praise Him all day long. Gonna lift up the mighty name of Jesus. Sing this song. We're gonna worship the King.
Yeah.
We're gonna praise His name. We're gonna lift up holy hands. We're gonna worship the King.
Lift up holy hands.
We're gonna lift up holy hands. Why don't you worship the
calling Jesus, can I talk with you? Calling Jesus, can I talk with you? Calling Jesus, can I talk with you?
That's really.
Calling Jesus, can I talk with you? Calling Jesus. calling Jesus. Can I walk with you?
Come on.
Calling Jesus. Can I walk with you? Calling Jesus. Can I walk with you? Jesus will. Jesus, can I praise your name?
Come on.
Calling Jesus, can I praise your name? Calling Jesus, can I praise your name? Calling Jesus, come on. I came to praise your name.
Come on.
Calling Jesus. Jesus, I came to praise your name.
Now, if we're looking at somebody, tell them,
please excuse me, but I came to praise his name.
Tell them, come on.
Please excuse me, I came to praise your name.
Come on.
Please excuse me, I came to praise his name.
I might have to take a little bit more room.
Please excuse me, I came to praise his name.
Come on.
Please excuse me. I came to praise his name.
Yeah. Come on.
Please excuse me. I came to praise.
Oh, well, praise him. Come on.
Praise him.
Praise him. Help me praise him.
Please excuse me, I came to praise his name.
Come on, come on.
Please excuse me, I came to praise.
You don't know how good he's been, come on.
Please excuse me, I came to praise his name.
If I lift him up, well, praise him.
Send your fire. Holy Spirit, come and send your fire.
How many you want?
Holy Spirit, come and send your fire. Holy Spirit, come and send your fire. Holy Spirit, come and send your fire.
How many want that fire?
Holy Spirit, come and send your fire. Holy Spirit, come says you're fine.
Holy Spirit,
come and says you're fine.
Come on now, y'all. Don't let us praise him by ourselves. I think we need to get Children's Church out of the sound booth. Come on.
Holy Spirit, come and send your fire. Holy Spirit, come and send your fire.
Holy Spirit, come and send your fire. Everybody scream out fire. Fire, yeah. Fire, fire, yeah. Fire. Holy Spirit, come and send fire, 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 fire,
fire.
Lift up your hands and give him high praise. Lift up your hands and give him high praise. Well, lift up your hands and give him high praise. Well, lift up your hands and give him high praise.
Somebody help her praise. Put your hands together.
God is about to turn some things around. He'll lift you up and take you up to higher ground. You'll not be defeated. You're not going down. Well, God is about to turn some things around.
Come on.
like that beat it beat. I'm not going down. God is about to turn some things around. Going down.
Testimony.
You're not be defeated. You're not going down.
How many believe it? You find out to be true. Tell her. Testimony.
Be defeated. No, you're not going down.
Just say God's got a plan. Say he's got a plan.
You're not be defeated. You're not going. If you're not going down, where are you going? Hey, climbing higher. Climbing higher. Some things around.
Come on, everybody. How many? Somebody say, just say here.
Turn around, come on. Turn around, come on.
How many you need to turn around?
Turn around.
How many you need to turn around?
Turn it around.
How many need to turn around? Say, I command you in the name of Jesus. Tell it, come on. Say, I demand a turnaround in the name of Jesus. Say, I demand a turnaround in the name of Jesus. I dare you just to turn around. Ready? Come on.
Turn around.
Come on.
Turn around. Turn around. Turn around.
Come on. To hear good news.
Turn around. Turn around.
Come on.
Turn around.
Come on.
Turn around.
Come on.
Turn around. Turn around.
Come on. Turn it around.
Turn around. Yeah.
Turn around. Come on. Yeah.
Turn around.
I'm gonna have it. Come on.
Turn.
Someone say, it's my turn. We're about to have release. Someone say, there's about to be a turnaround. How many already getting manifestations of it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Shout unto God with the voice of praise.
Come on, praise him. Come on, everybody just praise him. Move around. you have to go on if somebody don't want to pray it?
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got something to tell you. Brother Curtis came up to me. Curtis, wave your hand. Brother Curtis is here with a big smile on his face. I don't know whether y'all remember it or not. Curtis got a word, amen, when he was here the last time. The word said God's about to turn around and said, you're having some problems. Curtis said when he heard that word, he said, now who do you know that don't have problems? Somebody say, yeah. But God knew what his situation was, didn't he? And God told him God was going to give him a turnaround. And I think it was even a word about business, wasn't it? Wasn't it? And that financial turnaround was coming and deliverance is coming. Well, Brother Curtis came up to me in day and said, you know, God did everything he said he was going to do. He said somebody walked up to him and offered him partnership in the business. And he's already been working in it. He said he was struggling when he was here the last time, bound and held captive by addiction. And he wanted me to know that God has totally set him free. He set him free. And he's been free and free indeed. And God gave him his turnaround. And if God did it for him, do you think he'd do it for you? Just praise him. I want to see the hands of everybody's going to have a turnaround this week. Oh, we can't be up here all day. I see it in the room. My God, my God, my God. Glory to God. You can mess around with it if you want to. Somebody say, I'm going to have it this week. I'm here to prophesy to you right now. There's a blessing manifesting right now. There's a blessing manifesting right now. God's got a break for you right now. Somebody say, there's going to be a turnaround this week. Say, I'm going to receive it in Jesus' name. Say, there's a special blessing for me. And it's coming this week in Jesus' name. Now just start to praise him for it right now. You want it, you better shout for it. I know what you're sitting there trying to look pretty for. Just praise him. Praise him. I dare you to praise him. Watch. Praise him hard. Praise him. Somebody needs it. Just praise him. It'll come. The Holy Ghost has asked me to ask you, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? If all you can do is wave your hand, just wave it. And if all you can say is thank you, say thank you. God said deliverance is in the room. Deliverance is in the room. Deliverance is in the room. I'm not going to sit up here with you all day long. Now I dare you just to pray in the Holy Ghost. say glory to God, hallelujah. Find yourself a prayer partner. Find a prayer partner. Brother Jesse.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Well, it's time to receive this morning's tithe and offering. How many of you are glad about that? All right. We have offering envelopes. If you're giving by cash and would like one, we've got them for you. Raise your hand. All right, Sister Dawn. Good to see you this morning. Anybody else? Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. How many of you experienced God's supernatural blessing over your finances in the last few weeks? Anybody? Anybody? I tell you, I'm just letting you in on it, and you can take this in the flesh. And those of you that know me, and you can look at the circumstances and say, well, I know why he's saying this. But what you don't know is that God really is moving supernaturally in the financial realm. He really is, and I want you to get in on it with me, because he wants to do it for you. How many have learned about the waves of God and of the Holy Spirit? When we have a Holy Ghost meeting and someone starts dancing, the best thing for you to do is what? All right. Why? Because when God's moving in an area, if you get in on it, you get the blessing. Amen? So God is moving supernaturally in finances. and the wave is beginning, and I want you to get in on it with your faith. Amen? So that's what I got to tell you about that. And also know that everything that you've been planning all along, faithfully, in season, in out of season, when it felt good, when it didn't, everything is producing fruit. And how many of you know we have seasons? There's a time to reap, there's a time to plant, there's a winter season, there's a summer. So I sense that this is a season of reaping. Amen? And I want to encourage you, if you've been sowing faithfully out of season when it didn't seem like anything was happening, I want to encourage you that if you hold on, you have a blessing waiting for you. And for those of you that may not have been in it all along, maybe you just heard the message of giving and receiving, of sowing and reaping, I want to encourage you, it's just like there's a teaching on the 11th hour worker, where all day, and this is a parable that Jesus gave, a man went out and hired somebody in the town and said, I'll pay you a certain amount if you work for me. He started early in the morning all the way up to the evening. And the last person he picked only worked an hour and got paid the same amount as everybody else that had been working all day. And they complained, Lord, why does he get paid just as much as me when I was here all day? I was here all throughout the season, faithful. Why does this new one get the same blessing? And he said, hey, is it not mine to give? I'm paying you. I gave you what I agreed. I gave you what I promised. Is it not my blessing to give? And so God wants to tell you, if you're new to this, get in on it. You've got a blessing for you too. Amen? I just want to encourage you with that. If you have your offering ready, I'd like you to stand with me and just bless God with it. And bless Him in faith, knowing that it's not just something you do because everyone else is doing it, or just because you heard it was a good thing to do. You're doing it because God has a promise for you that if you step out on His word, He's not going to leave you. Amen? He's got a blessing for each and every person here. I don't care how long you've been doing it. If you're in faith this morning, you're on time. Amen? Praise God. So just bless God with that seed. Lord, we love you, Father. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your faithfulness, and we thank you for your promise. Father, I thank you that you're blessing every person here, everyone that stepped out on faith in obedience to your word, everybody that stretched themselves. Father, for those that think that it's difficult to give this morning, and those that are looking at all the circumstances and don't know how they're going to make it, Lord, I thank you that their obedience has set them free, that their faith is making them whole right now. Father, I thank you, Father, for abundance and supernatural prosperity that comes by walking in your word. We love you, Father. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, the Bible says bring your tithes into the storehouse. So if you've got your offering ready, you can bring it up. Thank you.
tell somebody, you're going to make it.
You're going to make it. You're going to make it. You're going to make it.
And stretch out your hands and tell the Lord, I'm going to make it. Don't doubt the Lord. Say, with Jesus on my side.
With Jesus on my side.
Things will work out.
Things will work out fine. We're gonna make it. Yes, we are. We're gonna.
God's on your side.
Say, God's on my side.
Say,
I'm gonna make it.
Say, I'm gonna make it.
Trouble on life's ways.
Better days are coming. Give three people a hug. Amen. As bright as we possibly can get them. Crystal, you're going to be on camera this morning, and Jesse's going to be on sound. Tell me, put him on sound. Amen. Y'all hug somebody else. Y'all got to give me some time. Come on now. Don't hug people so quick. I mean, it's some cheap hugs. Good Lord. Next time I'm going to say, find somebody and read them a book or something, you know? I'll tell you what will take a lot of time. Find somebody, tell them everything you don't like about them. Amen. I'll be sitting here waiting and waiting and waiting. We're ready to go on. Oh, wait a minute. I remembered something else. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. No, it's funny. Hallelujah. Y'all are really blessed. You know why? Because you're going to have a really short message today. Do y'all forget? Amen. We say that by faith. Amen. Who's got my watch? Amen. God is on your side. God is definitely on your side. And there's a reason why he's on your side. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't he a wonderful Savior? A wonderful Savior is he. Amen. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Jesse, you want to stand up and just bless the word today? Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at somebody say get.
Get.
Ready.
Ready.
Say it one more time. Get.
Get.
Ready.
Ready.
Prepare yourself to work with God. Prepare yourself to work with God, to function with God, to function with the anointing. Amen. Are you ready to have the hand of God? Are you ready to have the help of God? Are you stable? Amen.
Can you deal with it? How many would you like to have a hand from the Lord? Amen. Some say, please lend me your hand. Amen. We were working on some things today, and I want to share some of those things. Amen. That we've been dealing with. Amen. Three things. If you got a notepad, I want you to write these things out. Some say, preparing yourself for the season to come. Get stable. How many of you ever went to the grocery store? How many of you had to do a month's worth of shopping or 2 weeks' worth of shopping in one day? You had to pick up milk, hopefully some eggs, amen, toilet paper and all that stuff. You know, if you just had to get the basic necessities, right, that you need, what is the first thing you do when you go to the grocery store? When you walk through the door, what's the first thing you do? You get a basket, right? You get yourself a basket, right? And that's the way it is with God. And that's the way it is before you get into every season. If you're going to go into the next season, it's like going into a grocery store and picking up all the good things that God has for you. But a lot of times we're not prepared to handle it. Amen. All the things that God wants to give us, He wants to give us things, but we have no place, amen, to put it. We're so unstable. We go in there, amen, walking. Wouldn't it be funny to see some old crazy person just walking through the grocery store with their hands stacked like this, just walking with their carts right there? Well, that's the way it is with a lot of believers. They're walking through all weighted down, carrying this, sticking stuff in their pocket, amen. You know, instead of just preparing themselves, if you know God's about to do something good for you, get yourself a receptacle.
Amen.
Get yourself something to handle what God wants to do for you. I ain't got nothing. You dropped it. He gave it to you, but you dropped it. I mean, you don't want to drop the promises of God and the blessings of God.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to have faith that God is about to do something for you, and I know that He is.
Yeah.
He is not a man that he should lie. I get so tired of seeing people blow their blessings.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. You can blow your blessing. You can totally blow your blessing, amen, by not taking the things of God serious. Let me tell you what, there's a great thing that God wants to do for you. Do you know that? This next season that comes about, God wants to do something for you. And I guarantee if you get in cooperation with Him, you'll be at a higher level. And things will definitely get better. But you got to get ready, amen? It's quiet in here today. So if you expect, somebody say expect. That word, hope. The Bible says faith. See, I want you to get faith. The Bible says faith, amen, is substance for things hoped for. Well, that hope is what? We all know that hope is expectation. So I want you to expect God to do something wonderful for you. And not just say, oh, I like that. Oh, that's nice. I'm so excited about what the preacher said that Jesus was going to do for me. Isn't that nice? Ooh, I'm going to get something. You know, if you ordered furniture, if you went down there and ordered furniture, they say, this furniture's coming the same day you ordered it. What would you do when you went home? That delivery company's not going to come and move all your junk out of the way so you can get that new furniture in. Is it? No. First thing you're going to do, if you know you got something good coming, you're going to make room for it. You're going to prepare for what God wants to do. I want you to take this season to prepare for the working of the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, first of all, I want you to know the number. Know the number of God. Amen. Get some technical support. And you can do that by hearing the word. We talked about hearing the word over and over and over and over again. What are you going to be receiving? Exactly what you heard. If you haven't heard anything, guess what? You're not going to receive anything, at least from God. Amen. You want to get your ticket? You know, I ordered some stuff. I had to order some things over the internet for some things to come. You know, there were some things that I needed, and I had to order it. And they sent me back a ticket to reassure me, amen, that what I said I wanted is exactly what I'm going to get. Well, many times we need to go back and realize what order we put in and where we put the order in at. Amen? Because we might got a whole bunch of stuff coming that you might need to cancel some orders. Amen? By your confession. Confessions of doubt. Confessions of unbelief. Confessions of fear. Confessions when we were wigged out. You know, sometimes we get crazy and we get crazy. We just open our big mouth and mess everything up. We never sit down at the computer to order stuff. You know, you always sit down when you're upset. I'm talking about computer. That means we always open our big mouth when things are going bad. and we go wishing for stuff, hoping for stuff and believing for stuff. It's almost like, I'm not making God a genie. He's not a genie. But if you see some of those movies, amen, there are some movies that are out there, and one of the movies, that scary things was, they said, you get three wishes, and whatever you wish for, you're going to get. And many people never really thought about the power that was behind that thing that they were told to do. And they went and run their mouth about all kind of junk. And they got all that junk and couldn't get away with it, amen, or couldn't do anything with it. It's the same thing with your life. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what I want you to do, I want you to consider your hearing, because this is fertile time, people. God is moving by His Spirit. He is moving, and wonderful things are happening. And you need to fill your mouth with good things so that you'll be able to receive good things. Somebody say hallelujah. So you want to saturate yourself in the Word. Just daily devotional time. Reading the Word. We talk about reading the Word every day. Just a proverb a day. If all you can understand is a sentence, just read a sentence. Amen. I always say read the Bible and read it a lot and read. Get a Bible you can understand. Everybody say, get a Bible you can understand.
Get a Bible you can understand.
Now, a lot of us love the King James, but we're not walking around talking in the King James all the time. You know, you're not going to go to the grocery store, you know, and they're not going to say, what would thou have on the menu? And you want to answer them back in King James. Give us me a Big Mac. Amen. So when you get a Bible, get a good Bible that you can understand. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if you want to get something that for devotional life, now you can study all you want to, but for devotional life, get a Bible you can understand and read what you can understand. It just seems to me, when people first get into the Bible, the first thing they do is they run to the Revelations and get all whacked out. You know, when you're doing devotional life, get a Bible you can understand and read the simple things you can understand and work your way on. Somebody say hallelujah. I get so tired of seeing people read about stuff flying in the sky and all this other stuff and get all wigged out. You say, man, you're trying to get a devotional life. You know, you're trying to get a devotional life. Get a Bible. See, many people stop studying the Bible. They get out of the Word of God because they get all confused and all messed up. You know why? They were reading stuff they didn't understand. You're going to understand it all. God will explain it to you. But you know where devotional life is? He will enlighten you on what He wants you to know when you need to know it. And the thing you can understand, amen, with your spirit is the thing that God's going to deal with you with. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are a lot of things in the Bible that we don't understand. Did you know that? We don't know it all. But when the time comes, that revelation, that enlightenment will be there. Amen. So read what you can read. I'm talking about developing yourself in the Word of God. Just pick it up and read what you can understand and get that on the inside of you every day. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The other thing you should do if you want to get into the Word and you want to increase the Word of God in your life, at least come to church. Look at somebody and say, come.
Come.
Most of the time we'll have something good to say. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just about 5 hours that you have to sit here and go through the singing and the preaching and stuff. You know, it's not that long. It's not that long. No, the services are pretty short. They really are. When you think about it, it's pretty short, and you get a whole lot of meat for the time that you sit in the seat. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, the time that you put your butt in the seat, you're going to get a whole lot of spiritual meat. Amen. And you'll be able to chew on it, eat it, and digest it, and live and get motivated with it. Amen. So make the Word of God a priority in your life. I was thinking about some things. I said, you know, the New Testament church, when you read the Bible, you know, they were not just these once a week people. They were not. They were really into the Word. Some of them were going every day at 3 o'clock. Now, I don't want to see you every day at 3 o'clock. Amen. God hadn't spoke that. Amen. You can give me a picture and I'll put it on the bathroom wall and we can look at it that way. And I'm sure you're thinking the same thing. There are some services where you don't want to see me another 15 minutes. Amen. Like my sister here, that after the service is over, she is gone. Amen. I say, what did I say? What did I do? No, I'm joking. So, I lost my place messing with this lady. Amen. Who's going to be my back after the service today? So you want to get out there, you want to get into the Word of God, and you want to hear the Word of God. Hearing the Word of God works. And the more you hear, the better things get. I could do a statistical study just on the group of people that we deal with and watch their life and watch what's going on. Amen. The measure of manifestation of the blessing of God matches the measure of their listening. We say hallelujah. The more they hear, the better things get. And it would seem quite the opposite. Many people say, well, I'm too busy to do all this other stuff. I'm too busy to hear the word of God. I'm too busy to handle all that mess. I got to get to work. I got things to do. I got to focus. Dummy, look around you. It doesn't work that way. When you talk about speed and acceleration and blessing come from listening to the word of God. Increase the word of God and watch what happens. It works. It's real. Somebody say it's real. Somebody agree with me. When it starts to manifest, it manifests. I mean, you've noticed it. They're like, we got to do a cutback. Well, you wouldn't cut back. I wouldn't cut back the word. That'd be the last thing I cut back. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Somebody say hallelujah. Jesse doesn't like it when I say that. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. God's got some wonderful things in store for you. I'm tired of hearing that. Well, I'll stop saying it when I start to see it on you.
Amen.
What do you want me to say? Absolutely nothing's going to happen. We'll be out of here in 15 minutes. No, God's got a plan for you. And I want you to get a hold of it. God can do something for you. You know, think about this. Somebody say, sit your butt.
In your seat.
And you know what? You're going to get some spiritual meat. When you get that word of God on the inside of you, it will be a raise.
Amen.
It will be a blessing. I mean, you can listen losers out of your life.
Amen.
You can sit there and listen losers out of your life. How many got some losers in your life? You know, people that do you no good, mean you no good, you just don't know it, you're still addicted to them. You know what? I've sat there at times and listened losers away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you just keep the word of God and you just stay focused, things are going to get better for you. It's a wonderful thing to be a part of something that works. And God works. The anointing works. It's quick. Amen?
Amen.
And it's powerful. I like it, you know, because many people go to see their therapist. I know one person's going every day to a talk group. Amen? Talk about how bad things are. And things never get better. And when you put your time into Jesus and into the Word, the Bible says, seek ye first. Somebody say, seek first. The kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. You know why? Because whatever you need, amen, it's in the kingdom. So you get into the kingdom, you'll find that every one of your needs are met. So as you make it a point to get into the Word, to stay in the Word, to increase your amen, to increase your listening ability. Amen. Keep God before you. God's not finished blessing you. Do you know that, Brenda? God's not finished doing everything for you that he wants to do.
Amen.
You're not going to camp out yet. Amen. I know where you live. Amen. And if you move, I can find that too. Amen. God is, look at somebody and say, God is not finished with you. There's a whole lot more he wants to do. We want to release his potential in your life. So we're going to get into the Word, stay into the Word, and watch the wonderful things that God will do. Will you make that commitment with you to increase with me, to increase the Word of God in your life?
Amen.
By just reading, amen, a Bible, you can what? Thank you. So by reading, everybody say, by reading a Bible, you can what?
Understand.
And reading what? You understand.
Amen.
And do it a lot. And do it a lot. Get a Bible you can understand, read what you can understand, and do it a lot. Come to church and hear the word of faith. Amen. Make it a priority. Put it in. Schedule it in. Schedule it in. I promise you money if you just say, hey, for the next 12 months, I'm going to increase the word of God. I don't care what your attendance is. I don't care what it is. Well, I'm going to make it a point to put that in there. Now, I know some of you travel and you do different things, but it's hard. Ask for a CD. I don't care if it's the same one, just listen to it. Amen? Just listen to it and watch what happens for you. So just increase the word of God. And tonight we'll be talking about the other. I thought I'd be able to hit it all today. I'm not. Somebody said, praise God. See,
praise
she's
God.
Praising God because she knows where I'm going. Amen? Everybody say, to lunch. Amen?
Amen.
So would you please stand with me today? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stretch out holy hands. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Just praise Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. As we're leaving, we're preparing to go. Amen. I was just walking back and forth and doing here. I heard the Spirit, heard Jesus just say so peacefully, amen. I have things for them. And I want to do some things for them. We're so sweet, so sincere. He's thinking about it right now. Do you know that? He's in this place right now. He's in this place looking over you with eyes of love and compassion. He's got a desire. He can't wait for the next service. He can't wait for the next time He gets to see you and you open your heart to Him to hear what He's got to do and got to say. Amen. He's not going to forget it. Until we meet again, until we come together again, I want you to know I've felt His desire toward you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just pray in the Holy Spirit. We'll just wait right in this moment just for a place. And I'm going to just speak the things that I perceive in these final seasons. All about that one listening. I have good things for them. I have desire to bless them. As I said in my word, to give them an expected end. I care. I care. It's fresh on my heart. It's always been there. I want it to come to fruition. And I want it to manifest. I've done everything in my power to bring it about. Now I just want to love them. This one thing I do want to do. This one thing I do want to do. And your care. And your care. And your provision. And your life. Your life. Your life. Every detail. Where you sleep. Where you eat. Where you live. What you think. All of those things He cares about. He cares about it. He cares about it. Oh, hallelujah. Like Jerusalem when He said, how I long to hold you in my arms. You just wouldn't let me. He wants more space in you today. He wants a deeper place. He wants to hold you close and not see you go away. Or go astray. For this is the hour, this is a season when many things are about to happen, and His children need to be close to His heart. Yea, He says, even now He's drawing His sheep in closer, deeper in intimacy, deeper in love. The greatest blessings are whispered to us, not yelled from a distance. Waiting for the day that He can tell you Himself that He loves you. And He won't have to send a messenger. But those things He can only whisper. And He says it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen overnight. And He says He already sees into the future and He sees you coming closer. So you don't have to fear. You don't have to worry about it. He's called you and He has confidence in His call that you will respond. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And stop worrying. Don't worry. Love you people. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We get to be here tonight. Amen. We get to be here tonight. I love you people. Y'all get something good out there. Amen. Give somebody an encouraging word before they go. Talk to somebody you don't usually talk to. Amen.